Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. February 6, 2020. My thoughts on Twitter, February 6, 2021. Created out of egoism, we must try to annul it between us with reciprocal efforts, attempting to unite in a common desire. 2. Become convinced that it's impossible to do this on our own. 3. Understand that we were created weak like this deliberately in order to ask the Creator for help and to come closer to Him. The reason for antisemitism is the root difference between the Jews and the nations of the world. Back in the times of Abraham, besides egoism, the Jews received altruism as well. This allowed them to see an integral picture of the world. They must transmit it to the nations in our time. Hence the Jews do not assimilate, they are unique, separate. Perceived the Ten as a place where the Creator dwells. We cannot reach equivalence of form with the Creator by focusing only on Him. The Creator is elusive and inaccessible to our personal perception. However, by tuning our perception to mutual love in the Ten, we direct ourselves to the Creator. The Creator is concealed, He exists only as an impression in our spiritual vessel, the Ten. The Ten takes care of bringing contentment to the Creator through themselves. It turns out that in order to bring joy to my friends so that I bring contentment to the Creator, I rise above my egoism, self-concern, and all this care reaches the Creator. Caring for friends turns into a vessel, kli, clothing my care for the Creator. The Creator is clothed in my concern for the friends, for the Ten. I cannot build a relationship directly with Him, but if I am ready to take care of my friends, the Creator clothes in this care. It turns out that I have practical work that I can do and let the Creator clothe into it. Therefore, it is said, from love of the created beings to love of the Creator, and the love of the Creator is realized within the love of the created beings. Only in this way can the communication with the Creator be achieved. My goal is the Creator. I want to care for Him just as He cares for me. But I have nothing to cling on to because I do not know who the Creator is, and I can begin to fantasize about Him, build idols. Initially, Abraham did this by building idols. But then he saw that it is impossible to reach the revelation of the upper force that governs the whole of reality in such a way. Therefore, Abraham shattered the idols and began to yearn for the Creator who no longer had a statue or image, no one to bow before. The clothing in which we can imagine or form the Creator is the Ten, the group. And so, Abraham began to gather people around himself with calls, who is for the Creator, come to me, love your neighbor as yourself, and love will cover all crimes. The connection of people is that vessel inside which the Creator is revealed. The correct connection, when everyone cares for the others, is the only idol that we are allowed to build so that the upper spirit that fills the group, the Ten Sephirot, enters into it. The Ten, having reached the correct connection, turns into the clothing within which the Creator dwells. I must perceive the Ten as a place, a vessel in which the upper spirit dwells. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, the 21st of January 2020, bestow contentment to the Creator. The Creator and the feeling of happiness. Question: how is the feeling of happiness connected with there is none else besides Him? Answer: when we begin to feel that there is no one but the Creator, then we experience real happiness. After all, we feel that we are in His source and that is why all problems disappear. We become the owners of our existence for all centuries and conditions. Thus, there is none else besides Him leads a person to the attainment of the Absolute. From Kabbalah's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, 12/15/19. The Purpose of a Kabbalistic Group, Part 10. How are Kabbalistic principles different from psychology? Question: How are the principles of work in a Kabbalistic group different from psychology? After all, they are very similar. Suppose, I consider you as an intelligent person, and in order to get something from you, naturally, I must exalt you. And if I consider myself smarter than you, I will not get anything. Isn't that psychology? Answer: this is not psychology, because in our movement to a group, to unity, and to connection, we strive to attract the upper force, called the Creator according to the methodology prescribed by Kabbalists. In this way, we rise above psychology. We do not deal with a person's psychological properties, but rather want the upper force, the upper light to begin to act on these properties and on the person himself. Question: for example, there is a principle of exalting a friend, and I try to belittle myself. Isn't that psychology? Answer: these are all psychological actions, but by trying to lower myself, I plug into my friends, and in this way we form a system that is in equivalence of form with the upper light. It all depends on our intention, what we strive for, why we do it. Question: it turns out that in psychology, lowering oneself and exalting someone is carried out in order, for example, to feel better, and here, in order to reveal the Creator. That is, the difference is only in the goal, although the external means are similar. Answer: naturally. The goal determines everything. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, March 6, 2019.